Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio here in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Today, my very special guest is Ashley Mazanik, and she is the membership manager at the San Diego Energy District. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miriam.
So I understand that the San Diego Energy District is a community choice energy entity, a nonprofit that's getting ready here to give people an alternative to buying their power from SDG&E. Can you tell us a little bit about what community choice is all about?
Absolutely. The mission of the San Diego Energy District Foundation is to accelerate the transition to a clean energy economy through renewable, locally generated electricity in San Diego County, Southern California, and all local communities.
Very good. So that means things like rooftop solar and locally produced power instead of power lines to nowhere out there pumping in often fossil fuels from outside of the region.
Absolutely. It would give us a choice in where our energy comes from.
Very good. Now, I understand that you've just begun offering memberships in this to really make this happen. How is the membership drive going, and how many members do you have so far?
Well, we began our campaign actually in March, and I just came on board as the new membership manager. And in the last month, we've had about a dozen businesses come on board, and we're starting to build a constituency to speak on behalf of so we can build more and more momentum towards choice.
What are the benefits to ratepayers if they are able to establish a community choice energy outfit in their community?
Ratepayers will enjoy lower rates and also choice where their energy comes from and overall a more democratic energy supply.
How do San Diego's rates compare to the rest of the country?
San Diego electricity rates are among the highest in the U.S. and actually expected to increase. At the same time, a large group of customers would like the choice to buy actually more renewable power locally. So choice is the logical solution.
Okay. Now, you are reaching out on a community-by-community basis, I understand. Tell us what progress you're making in that regard. Which communities are poised to come on board to be the first in our region, maybe, to become community choice cities or counties?
Well, Solana Beach has passed the resolution to go ahead and move forward and have a feasibility study conducted. San Diego City is actually has their feasibility study underway to assess the economic benefits of community choice energy, also known as CCE or CCA. The San Diego Energy District is building momentum to follow the likes of Marin County, Lancaster, and Sonoma, in forming a nonprofit community choice entity. But we are looking to gain support both legislatively and financially in order to successfully advocate for community choice.
How does this work? If the city of San Diego or the city of La Mesa or El Cajon or Lemon Grove or anybody else decides they want to do community choice energy, does that mean that their consumers or their residents would choose which entity they want, you guys or SDG&E, or does it mean that they would automatically become customers of the community choice program as has been done in Marin and some other places unless they choose to opt out and go back to SDG&E? Mm-hmm.
If a community decides that it wants to go ahead and move forward with community choice, they will have more democratic say in their smaller communities to where their choice comes from or where their electricity comes from.
Okay, so if one city wanted to say, hey, we're going to keep you with SDG&E unless you actively, you know, take action here to say you want to go into the community choice, they could. And if somebody else says, no, we're going to move everybody in our city into the community choice unless they choose to check off a box and say, no, no, keep me with SDG&E. That's really a choice that's up to each community to make on its own?
Absolutely. It's up to the communities. It's actually up to the individuals. It's up to businesses. You will always have the option to stay with SDG&E if for some reason community choice is not something that you're interested in.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. Have you had conversations with the supervisors, or for that matter, with any of the local cities yet out here in East County?
Educational conversations and presentations have taken place in Santee, La Mesa, and El Cajon. It's important to note that energy choice is a nonpartisan issue. It's an economic issue because as clean local renewable generation continues to go down in price, communities are more and more likely to save money and get greener electricity. So we're actually looking to gain momentum and actually help to educate the public here at the San Diego Energy District to introduce choice into the market monopoly so that San Diegans can adapt to rate changes and the increasing demand for renewables.
Now, we've talked a lot about the benefits to the consumer, the benefit to the business that signs up for this. What are the benefits to a city? Let's say if El Cajon or Lemon Grove or La Mesa wanted to become community choice, are there some economic benefits for the city itself?
Absolutely. As we see our rates increase, when you have more choice in the community, you have the ability to decide not only what the electricity profile looks like, but if there is significant money saved or, you know, excess funds at the end of the year, you can invest it in local renewable projects. You can invest it really however your community sees fit. So not only will you save money in the short term, but in the long term, that money can stay in the community and you can actually develop new projects as you see fit.
There you go. And I would imagine that if a city or a business or an individual wants to also make money selling surplus energy back to your grid, that they could do that as well. Is that right? If, let's say, if you're producing more solar than you can use, for instance.
Right. Absolutely. The communities themselves will be the ones deciding exactly how to incorporate, you know, the different sources of electricity in a given community. But if you want to find out more about maybe what's going on in your specific community, you could certainly email me at webmaster@sandiegoenergydistrict.org or otherwise visit our website, sandiegoenergydistrict.org, for more information.
Now, we've talked about cities and the county. What about other types of entities such as a Native American tribe with its own reservation or a school district, something like that? Can they join the community choice aggregate?
Absolutely. Anyone can join. We have Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 membership. Tier 1s typically individuals and small businesses. Tier 2, non-government organizations, nonprofits, medium-sized businesses. And Tier 3, we have our larger businesses who have actually a lot of political sway. And we're very excited to have some big Tier 3 businesses on board that...
Let's name them. What are a few of the businesses that have signed up so far?
Off the top of my head, I know we have Noble Gas has joined on. We also have Commonwealth Edison, Direct Energy, and even Shell, actually.
Shell Oil, interesting. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. What else would you like our listeners to know about the San Diego Energy District Foundation and the new Community Choice Energy Program that you're working on getting off the ground?
The main thing to remember is that energy choice introduces competition and choice into the market monopoly so San Diegans can swiftly adapt to rate changes and to the increasing demand for renewable power. We are looking to get as many members as possible because if we're able to show that a community is supportive of energy choice, then we can advocate on the behalf of citizens and on behalf of businesses in order to get the legislative power that we need to move forward and take control of our energy supply.
Very good. And one other point worth making out here in East County is that by supporting power that's produced in the communities itself, let's say San Diego getting its power from within the city of San Diego or Lemon Grove getting its power from within Lemon Grove, that means that in the future there would be less need for more and more power lines. And we all know that with some of these wildfires, it was a 5-year period, there were 160-something fires were found to be caused by power lines in our region, according to the California Public Utilities Commission. So it's actually reducing fire risk. Is that a fair statement?
Since fire is such a difficult challenge in the San Diego area, I know 2/5 of our budget goes to fighting fires. If communities elect to make those types of changes, I think that would be wonderful to be able to, you know, incorporate fire prevention into the way that we think about our electricity and build.
Very good. Listeners, if you've just tuned in, we've been speaking today with Ashley Mazanik, who is the San Diego Energy District Membership Director, and they're all about community choice, giving communities and people in the San Diego region a choice of where to buy your electric power. You can get more information about that at sandiegoenergydistrict.org. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you for having me, Miriam.